I'm Whitney Quick with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau with your consumer handbook. This week, we're talking about gift card scams. Gift cards have become a multi-billion dollar industry, a gift that always fits and stands up to social distancing. Worldwide, consumers spent billions on gift cards last year. However, that total comes to an asterisk. It includes the gift cards on which scammers increasingly rely to extract payment from their victims. An in-depth investigative study by Better Business Bureau finds an increase in reports of scams involving gift cards, with hundreds of millions of dollars in losses over the last few years. Available data suggests that gift card payment scams are growing fast. The losses reported to BBB Scam Tracker for gift card payment types nearly tripled between 2017 and 2020, with a median loss of $700 in 2020. Consumers over 65 were more likely to lose money than younger consumers. The Federal Trade Commission reports that roughly 1 in 4 people who have lost money to a scam not related to an online purchase paid with a gift card, with reported losses of $245 million since 2017. Typically, when gift cards are requested as payment in scams, the scammer instructs the consumer to buy a gift card, or several, and either read the numbers off the back over the phone or send a photo of the numbers on the back. If the victim asks questions about why the gift cards are being used for payment, scammers invent a plausible excuse such as the government has recently entered a contract with a gift card company to handle transactions. Here are some red flags to know and avoid gift card scams. Be wary of government agencies requesting payment. No government agency ever requests money through gift cards. Keep the receipt when buying the card. Inspect the card carefully before buying it to be sure it has not been tampered with. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.